I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's John Gittleson. The ongoing AI boom is making San Francisco's office space one of the hottest markets in the country. So, John, San Francisco has been battling back from this so-called doom loop. What are you seeing that illustrates a reversal of fortune?
Well, there's a lot of money. People are betting that Friendly City Hall and the AI boom is for real in San Francisco. San Francisco's vacancy rate or total availability rate for offices fell 5.4% last year, and that was the most of any major metro market as a share. And then also 12% of all offices in San Francisco signed new leases last year, which is the biggest share in the country. There's still a huge, more than 30% of offices are available for lease, for sublease, or coming available soon. So the city has a long way to go, but the arrows have turned direction from pointing straight down to pointing kind of steeply up.
Well, that's always a good sign. I wanted to point out, when you said that the office availability rate shrank by 5.4% percentage points last year, and I thought, well, yeah, that's because we had so far to go.
Well, that's, yeah, a lot of it. And the city still has about 50 buildings that they think would be better used as converted to residences rather than keeping them as office. The demand coming from AI and the sort of companies that are drafting off the AI boom, there's a lot of financial services, real estate, legal, all the kinds of companies that are sort of surrounding the AI boom. Anyway, they want trophy real estate, really great buildings like the Transamerica Pyramid or places with views, places with all kinds of amenities, so they can attract these kind of talented people who are going to spend all their waking hours sitting at a computer screen.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's nice to have those kind of views when you're chained to your desk.
Yeah, you can look out the window even if you can't enjoy the outdoors.
Right, exactly. In your reporting, you found a property that sold for $1 billion in 2014, and then that was snapped up for $60 million. So is part of San Francisco's comeback finding these deals?
That's right, yeah. I mean, that particular property, it actually sold for like $300 million, but the people who were developing it before, kind of a company called China Oceanwide, they put another $700 million plus into a foundation that's still there, and the new owners are planning on reusing it, and architectural designs and permitting processes. So they spent more than $1 billion on a hole that they lost to foreclosure. So there's, anyway, bargains to be had by people who can come in new at extra low bargain prices, and if they have the capital to start projects and get them going.
Do you feel like there are buildings that really need to be gussied up to be attractive, or that they're fine the way they are? Because you had mentioned the Transamerica Pyramid, and we had talked about the fact that it was being sold. And I've been there. It's beautiful. The lobby is beautiful. The garden outside is beautiful. And I don't remember before being walking by going, wow, I think I want to stop here and put my feet up for a second.
Yeah, that's a real trophy property with not just the view, but all of the renovations that they've done there. There's a lot of B and C class properties that are 30, 40 or more years old that really aren't that attractive. So those buildings would, you know, have to be replaced, have to be upgraded or transformed in some other use.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.